All morning long, we are following news out of Washington that U.S. forces have killed Osama bin Laden at a compound in Pakistan. And we're wondering what your reaction is to the news. Celebration, as we're seeing in Times Square, maybe a solemn moment for you, any kind of closure?
This is Denise Ashworth from New Bedford, Massachusetts. I'm just wondering about the idea that Osama bin Laden's body was disposed of at sea and whether or not that's just going to inflame more of his followers if we can't produce a body for them to see.
This is Mark Crystal. I'm glad Osama bin Laden has been reported killed. I would like America to see his body so that we are absolutely sure.
Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE with your reaction, or you can post a comment at thetakeaway.org. Let me put that question right away to our guest, Larry Korb, former Assistant Secretary of Defense. Larry, I'm already seeing conspiracy theories like the ones you just heard that we can't know for sure that Osama bin Laden is dead, and why would they bury him so quickly and at sea? What's the answer to that?
Well, the reason that they did that, they don't want him to be buried where it become a shrine for people who, you know, have bought his ideology. And I think what's going to happen is they're going to have, you know, DNA and biometric data that will be able to prove that that was him. But you're right. I mean, it was doing a cost-benefit analysis because, you know, people will obviously would like to, you know, to see him. But on the other hand, if you do that, then you have the whole question of, you know, people, you know, him becoming a martyr, and that's the last thing you want, given, you know, the horrible things that he's done.
Do you think, Larry Korb, that the reason that it was done so quickly was to try and keep it within Islamist tradition, which requires that you bury someone within 24 hours or so of their death?
No doubt about it. I mean, no matter what they did, they were going to be complaints, because if they had, you know, taken the body back and, you know, let people see it and everything, you would have missed the 24-hour deadline. So I think this was, if you will, the best alternative given the circumstances that you have.
But Larry Korb, I mean, undoubtedly they would have taken evidence from that body to absolutely be able to confirm to the world that this is Osama bin Laden, either in the form of photographs or digital imaging or DNA.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about it. In fact, the president, you know, more or less, you know, indicated that last night. Yeah, I mean, they've got all kinds. I'm sure that they have photographs. I'm sure that they have biometric data. And I'm sure that they have DNA, all to confirm that, you know, this is him. And then the other thing is there're not going to be any messages coming out or videos of him anymore.
We also have, Larry Korb, a number of people there. We've got conflicting arguments going that this is now mission accomplished and that this is not a mission accomplished at all. This is just a bump on the radar. Which is it? Have we ended something, or have we simply taken Osama bin Laden out and removed a symbol?
Well, I think it's much more symbolic, because basically he was the founder, and this thing has been franchised all over the world. I mean, you can join Al-Qaeda, you just wake up in the morning, you know, and announce allegiance to what they're talking about, and then go ahead and try and achieve their aims. But on the other hand, it's going to be harder for people to do that, because you were pledging allegiance to bin Laden, okay? I mean, I think that's a key thing that you need to do.
Larry Korb, former Assistant Secretary of Defense, our guest this morning, reacting to the death of Osama bin Laden. Larry, is it fair to say that this is less about the who and more about the how this morning?
Well, I think it's a combination of both. I mean, because we have killed, I mean, in Iraq back in 2006, we killed Zarqawi, who was the leader of al-Qaeda in Iraq. And obviously, even though he had more sort of day-to-day and operational control than bin Laden did, it wasn't, you know, as symbolic. But I think the other thing is, going in, the fact that he was, you know, literally in the shadow of the Pakistan, you know, capital, they obviously had to know about it. And the question is, you know, why were they protecting him? And interest, their reaction so far has been good. They basically have said, we're glad this happened, which I guess, you know, is a step in the right direction. The other is, you know, you hate to bring up memories. Remember when we tried to rescue the hostages who were taken in Iran? And
sure.
How,
yeah.
You know, what a debacle that was. Compare what's happened. And, I mean, that shows the improvement in our special forces capability over the years.
We're speaking with Larry Korb, a former Assistant Secretary of Defense. And Larry, I wonder, you know, there has long been talk talk that Osama bin Laden, his power was largely diminished, that his finances had been limited to a large extent, that because he had to remain in such tight hiding, that his activities were limited as well. And there's a lot of people saying that his place was really being usurped or taken over by the new group Al-Qaeda in Yemen. Do you think that will make that kind of, sort of transition of power, that shifting of power to Yemeni Al-Qaeda agents faster?
Well, yeah, I think so. But I mean, there's no doubt about it. But it'll be harder for them to recruit, you know, people, because he was sort of symbolic of a thing. When you talked about, you know, Al Qaeda, you were, as I said, you were pledging allegiance to bin Laden. So I think it'll be harder for them. But you're right. I mean, he has franchised it out. He hadn't been running the thing really, because he's been hiding. And you know, the interesting thing about this compound had no internet, no telephones or anything. So it'd be very hard for him to communicate and give orders around the world. These groups are pretty much, you know, doing it on their own.
That would argue, though, that we're not any safer this morning.
No, we're safer in the long term, because I think this will be the beginning of the end for people recruiting it. And in fact, the most significant thing that happened to them is they had no role in all of the changes occurring throughout the Middle East. And remember, that was their rallying cry, that we, the United States, were supporting leaders like Mubarak, for example. Well, he's gone, and they played no role in it. So I think that it was kind of the beginning. Their power had already been diminished. And even in Yemen, you know, basically you're going to have a new leader there. So it'll be very hard for them to say, you know, we got to join us to get rid of Saleh, because he's on his way out.
Larry, before we go, you got to figure this morning that human intelligence in the U.S. security establishment is pretty good, because they were able to get the real identity after years of work of that trusted courier of Osama bin Laden's.
Well, there is no doubt about it, and it's painstaking. You got to be patient, which is something Americans normally are not good at. But I think this goes to show you, because as we talked about, it's been really 6 years since they started working on this in terms of, you know, with the courier.
Larry Korb, former Assistant Secretary of Defense. Thank you as always, Larry.
Okay, thanks for having me. Bye.
We're talking about the news that Osama bin Laden was killed in a U.S. military operation with U.S. Navy SEALs at a compound in Pakistan yesterday. And we want to get your reaction as well. Give us a call at 8778-MY-TAKE. Post a comment at thetakeaway.org. Lots of people at Ground Zero saying that not only remember the moment that they were, where they were when they heard about 9/11, but also where they were when they heard about the death of Osama bin Laden.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.